都圣名，我们早上在这边一起聚集敬拜天上的神。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're gathering here this morning to worship our heavenly true God.
在这边遵守圣安息日。
And we're observing the Holy Sabbath day.
一起来唱诗166首。
Sing hymn 166.
166首。
166.
God.
And let's pray in understanding to our heavenly God.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our merciful heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
你顺利的让我们能够来参加这次灵恩布道会。
And that you have smoothly let us attend this spiritual convocation.
你更让我们享受这美好的安息圣日。
And you let us enjoy this wonderful holy Sabbath day.
主啊，在今天我们要纪念你创造的恩典。
And Lord, we will remember the grace that you have created.
因为你六天创造天地海跟其中万物，第七天你就安息了。
And because you have created the heaven and the sea and the earth on 6 days, and on the 7th day you have rested.
你也让我们来做身心灵的安息。
And you let us enjoy our spiritual rest.
你告诉我们今天是赐福的日子。
And you have told us that today is the day of blessings.
你告诉我们，如果诚心实意来敬拜你，你要让我们有承接地的高处，有雅各的产业。
And that you told us that if you observe the rest days, that you're going to give us the inheritance of Jacob and also the heaven and earth.
也就是你要赐给我们天上地上的福气。
And you will give us all the blessings in heaven on earth.
主啊，你说今天是圣日。
Lord, you have declared this day as holy.
你提醒我们我们在日常生活当中要过着圣洁的生活。
And you have reminded us that we have to live a holy life.
因为你是圣洁的。
And because you are holy.
没有圣洁，没有人可以见你。
And without being holy, no one could see you.
主啊，谢谢你能够原谅赦免我们这一拜来所犯的过犯。
And Lord, we thank you that you can forgive our sins for the past week.
也求你提醒我们下个礼拜能过着更圣洁的生活。
And you can also remind us to live a more holier life for the next coming week.
主啊，谢谢你提炼我们今天是休息的日子。
And Lord, I thank you that you understand that today is the day of rest for us.
你让我们六天劳碌工作。
And you have let us labor and work for the 6 days.
今天可以到你面前来享受你的话语。
And so that we could come in front of you and enjoy your words today.
主啊，你说人活着不是单靠食物。
And Lord, that you said man lives not by food alone, but through all the words through your mouth. And I plead you that through your servants that you could let us understand your words. And that we could have a satisfying joy. And sincerely, we have given the following class onto your hands.
愿你从头到尾带领祝福我们的聚会。
And may you guide our service from beginning till the end.
愿一切尊贵颂赞荣耀归你的圣名。
May all the noble praise and glory be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
And please be seated.
愿神将平安喜乐赏赐给我们每个人。
And may the God give us all the peace and joy to all of us.
哥林多前书十四章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
哥林多前书十四章第一节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
哥林多前书十四章第一节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
圣经讲说你们要追求爱。
And the Bible tells us that we have to pursue love.
我们来到美国不用人教我们了，我们一般人都是追求财。
And once we come into the United States, nobody has to teach us, but many of us are pursuing after wealth.
因为钱财是我们生活稳定跟安全的来源。
And because money can give us a stable life and safe keep us.
但是我们来到教会圣经给我们一个不同思考的角度。
And but when we come to church, the Bible gives us a different perspective to think about.
人生不只是工作赚钱。
And life does not only rely on work and making money.
其实人生很重要的就是要追求爱。
And but importantly in life, we have to pursue after love.
其实有爱的地方就有喜乐。
And but a place with love, then there will be joy.
这个爱啊，好像香水，你洒出去啊，不但别人闻到很香，自己都觉可以闻到香味。
And love is like a sweet scent and of aroma that if you spray it out, other people will smell it, and including you.
爱啊，好像早晨的一杯咖啡啊。
And love is like a morning coffee.
你能够闻到那个味道，就觉得很清醒，非常的甘甜。
And once you have smelled the scent, and you feel that you're awakening, and it feels very sweet.
其实人间有爱的地方就是天堂。
And but in mankind, a place with love is heaven.
有恨的地方就是地狱。
And a place with hatred is hell.
所以我们呢，来到教会，神提醒我们，我们要追求爱。
And so when we come to church, God reminds us that we have to pursue after love.
因为神就是爱。
And because God is love.
在罗马书啊，有一个神学主题，就是我们能够得到耶稣的救恩是因信称义。
And in the book of Romans, one of the theological topic is that the reason that we could receive the words is because we are called upon righteousness.
那是第十章到第一章到第十一章，十二章开始就谈到我们了解我们信耶稣是白白的一个救恩呢，我们要报答主耶稣的爱。
And that's from chapter 1 to chapter 11. From chapter 12, it says that we are freely giving the love of Christ, so that's why we have to repay back.
所以我们那就开始谈到因信称义的实践。
And this is faith to call to be righteous.
我们要去行出来。
And we have to act upon it.
那首先他提到说，我们要把自己献上当成活祭。
And first of all, we have to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
也就是要懂得去服侍，懂得去爱。
And we have to learn how to serve and then learn how to love.
然后再来他谈到说，我们要按照这个看自己要合乎中道，也就是要看我们可以有什么恩赐可以来服务这个社会，来爱弟兄姐妹。
And that we will see what kind of gifts that we are assigned to be serving all the brothers and sisters in society.
再来，他就是谈到服侍的动机，就是来自于爱。
And then it talks about the motive of servitude, and then which is love.
我们看罗马书十二章。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们今天来谈第九节到二十一节。
And let's talk about verse 9 to 21.
罗马书的十二章第九节到二十一节。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 9 to 21.
那个你们不用念，用看的就好，因为很长。
And you don't have to read it, just kind of scan through.
十二章的第九节在谈到爱一般的众人。
And verse 9 it talks about the love of common people.
第十节在谈到我们要爱弟兄。
And verse 10, it says that we have to love our brother.
11节谈到我们要爱主耶稣基督。
And verse 11 tells us that we have to love Jesus Christ.
所以要殷勤，要火热，要服侍。
And so we have to be diligent, we have to be fervent in serving the Lord.
那12节谈到要爱自己。
And verse 12, it talks about loving ourselves.
所以我们要常常喜乐，要忍耐，要恒切。
And so we have to rejoice in hope and patience and tribulation and continuously to pray.
13节要谈到爱众圣徒。
And verse 13, it says that to love the other saints.
所以这里谈到爱的不同对象。
And so it talks about the different people that we have to love.
因为时间的关系，我们就来谈爱众人。
And because of the time that we were talking about loving people.
从这一段角度要来谈四点。
And from this, I will be talking about 4 points.
我们怎么样来来追求爱，来爱众人呢？
And how can we pursue love to love the people?
我们第一点，我们来谈。
And first point we will talk about.
我们爱人要真诚。
And when we love other people, we have to be sincere.
我们看第九节。
And let's read verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
爱人不可虚假。
And let love without hypocrisy.
这个爱啊，有时候会是一种客气。
And love sometimes is very polite.
是一种口头禅。
And this seems like it's something only verbal.
有时候不一定真的是从心里出来的。
And sometimes it's not really coming in from the heart.
我们做基督徒啊，我们做人要实实在在。
And when as a Christian, now we have to be very genuine.
我们把红线放在这里，我们来看彼得前书一章的二十二节。
And let's Place your bookmark here and let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书一章二十二节。
And 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书一章二十二节, 你们既因顺服真理, 洁净了自己的心, 以致爱弟兄没有虚假, 就当从心里彼此确实相爱。
And since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
我们来听道理啊, 因为这个道理可以让我们的心干净。
And when we listen to the words, because this word can purify our hearts.
那这样子我们就要培养一种啊, 一个真诚相爱的心。
And so this way we have to purify our souls in a very profound love.
是从心里发出来的确实相爱的。
And this is a very sincere love that comes from our hearts.
这个社会常常教我们要有礼貌嘛。
And so the society teaches us to be polite.
所以人家问说, how are you? 你一定要回答, I'm fine, thank you.
And so people ask you, how are you? You have to reply, fine, I'm thank you.
那如果你问人家说, how are you? 他说, I'm not fine, 你就觉得头很大。
And so that if you ask other people, how are you? And they say that I'm not very fine, then you're going to have a headache.
因为你可能会觉得, 哎呀, 其实我是随便问问而已, 你干嘛那么认真呢?
And maybe you're thinking that I'm just casually asking you, why are you so serious about it?
因为我们真的不是真心的了。
And because we're not really truly sincere.
所以我们有一些成语就在形容不是真心的爱, 叫, 比如说像, 猫哭耗子, 哦, 这个不是真心的。
And so that sometimes we have some saying that such as a cat, crying over the offsprings, right?
猫哭耗子，猫哭老鼠啊，那个猫本来要吃老鼠的，怎么可能哭老鼠呢？ And 猫哭耗子是假慈悲了。
And so the cat would be crying over the mouse because cat normally likes to eat mouse. So this is very insincere and false.
有人说水仙不开花是装蒜，这是假的。
And so this is talking about very fake love or not sincere.
有人说这个鳄鱼的眼泪啊，就是也是假的。
And some people might say that the tears from a crocodile is also fake.
有人对我们七情假意就算了，反正也不会伤害我们嘛，哈。
And a lot of people that they are not sincere or not genuine to us, but it doesn't matter because it's not going to harm us.
但是有的人啊，他那个爱你是有一个。 不好的动机啊,
but with some people that they have a insincere motive in loving you.
请问犹大怎么把耶稣卖掉的?
And so like to ask, how does Judas sold Jesus?
圣经上讲, 他用亲嘴, 他用亲嘴的方法把耶稣卖掉的。
And the Bible says that he used the sign of kissing Jesus to betray him.
在撒母耳记下记载一位大将军叫约押。
And 2 Samuel records a great general called Joab.
他怎么把一个另外大将军亚玛撒给杀掉的？And
how did he kill another general?
那是出于报仇跟一种嫉妒。And
this is through a retaliation and hatred.
但是遇到他的就是问他说：“我兄你好啊。”And
when he met the other person, he says, "I, how are you, my brother?"
然后就把亚玛撒的胡子抓来亲嘴啊。
And then he would take this person's beard and then they would kiss.
但是他这个腰间有刀鞘，他故意让刀掉出来，在亲嘴之前故意让他掉出来，然后再先把刀子捡起来，左手捡起来，右手钻进胡子亲嘴，然后就红刀子进去。
And so purposely, when they were kissing, that he would let his sword fell from outside of the shield, and then during the time when they're kissing, he would pierce his enemy. And then he has even the intestine had came out.
中国有句话叫口蜜腹剑, 嘴巴很甜, 里面一把刀。
And so Chinese people have this saying that you have a very sweet mouth, but inside you're hiding a sword.
遇到这种人是最可怕的。
And so when you encounter such person, this is the most frightening.
这种爱也是不真诚的。
And so this love is not sincere.
所以耶稣说我们爱人要实实在在从心里切实相爱。
And so Jesus says that when we love other people, we have to be very sincere and come from the heart. How can we do this?
也就是我们对人的爱要出一种爱耶稣基督的爱来对人。
And so that the love that we portray unto other people have to be similar with the love of Christ.
耶稣说我是给你们一条新的命令。
And Lord Jesus says that I'm giving you a new commandment.
就是我你们要 我怎么样爱你们，你们要爱大家，要爱人舍己啊。
And how I love you, you have to love other people just like loving yourself.
就像他钉十字架这样子，我们也要这样子来爱众人。
And just like when he was crucified on the cross, we have to love other people.
那我们如果相爱，人家就知道我们真的是耶稣的门徒。
And if we love one another, that other people would know that we're truly his disciples.
耶稣说，你们不爱那个看得见的人，怎么可以爱那个看不见的神呢？
Jesus says that if you cannot love the people that you see, how can you love the God unseen.
所以我们说我们要切实的爱，其实我们这个爱是爱耶稣，是爱在耶稣身上，不是爱在那个人身上的。
And so that when we have a pure and sincere love, this love is towards Jesus, not unto this person.
所以你不会想要人家会回报你什么。
And so you don't expect any payback from the other person.
你给人家一盒巧克力。
And you give in a box of chocolate to other people.
你不会希望说他有一天拿一个便当来还给你的。
And you don't expect that he's going to return back with a lunchbox.
因为你把这个拿给他，你是坐在主耶稣身上。
And because what you have given him, this is being placed and put on Jesus.
我们小时候遇到一个很好的宗教教育老师。
And when we're young, I have a very good RE teacher.
他礼拜六教我们，礼拜天就带我们出去玩。
And he would teach us on Saturdays. On Sundays, he would take us out to have fun.
我们出去玩呢，有时候要请我们吃饭。
And sometimes when he takes us out, he would treat us to eat.
一次两次，第三次我们就觉得很不好意思。虽然我们那时候年纪还不大。
And once and twice, and then after that, we will feel embarrassed, although we're very young.
然后那个老师讲一句话很难忘记啊。
And so the teacher said something that I would never forget.
他说我是坐在主耶稣身上。
And he says, I'm doing this for Jesus.
将来你们长大之后，同样用这样的爱来爱你们的小朋友就可以了。
And so when you grow up later on, you have to love your children with similar love.
这个就是让社会变得更美好。
And this will let the society become better.
让神的家更温暖。
And it's going to be more warm in the household.
其实世界上有很多不可爱的人。
But in this world, there's many people that is not deserving our love.
那个不可爱的人，你怎么爱得下去呢？
And so how can you love such people?
我们看约翰二书的第二节。
And let's turn to second John chapter two, verse 2.
约翰二书的第二节。
And second John verse 2.
约翰二书的第二节。
And second John verse 2.
爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。
And because of the truth which abide in us, and we will be with us forever.
我很喜欢这句话。
And I like this verse.
爱你们是为真理的缘故。
And because of truth which is abided us.
如果不是因为耶稣，不是因为真理，真的很难爱众人啊，因为有的人真的不可爱。
And because not because of Jesus or because of truth, then it's very hard to love people because some people are unlovable.
有时候我觉得有时候人的爱会用尽呢。
And sometimes I feel that the love of man will be depleted.
甚至有时候连自己的孩子有时候都爱不下去。
And sometimes you cannot even love your own children.
因为实在是太不可爱了。
And because they are unadorable.
有一次有一个朋友来到我们当中。
And so one day there was a friend that came among us.
他问你个问题。
And then he asked the question.
真的有神吗？
Is there true God?
他真的是慈爱的吗？
And is he really merciful?
如果他真的是慈爱的。
If he's really merciful,
为什么我生下这个儿子是一个小魔鬼呢？
And how come I have a little son that's like a little devil?
我听了我吓一跳。
And then I was afraid.
大家看自己的儿子多么像小天使一样啊。
And everybody would see their son like a little angel.
怎么有说自己的儿子是小魔鬼的呢？
And why would somebody would say that their son is like a little devil?
我就仔细看那个小朋友啊。
And then so I kind of observed this small child.
真的像小魔鬼。
And really it's like a small devil.
他到教会里面来哈。
And when he comes to church,
到处吐痰。
And he will be spitting on the ground.
那个玩具哦，那个到处捅这个捅墙壁啊，到处那个墙壁都有个洞这样子。
And then he would take his toys and be smashing and breaking up the walls.
那个孩子有个病叫做 hyperactive， 但是他是极过动的过动儿。
And there's a disease called hyperactive, but he's to the extreme.
所以真的妈妈也爱到没有办法爱下去了。
And so even the mother cannot love him anymore.
我又听到另外一句话，我也吓一跳。
And after I heard this, and
另外一句话
and I heard another word, and then I was even afraid.
一个妈妈有个小朋友，他成长过程中脑袋瓜烧坏掉了。
And there was a child growing up, and then because he had high fever and kind of had brain damage.
他的身高跟我一样啊。
And then his height is kind of like my height.
他的智商大概只有四五岁、五岁的智商。
And but his wisdom is only about maybe 4 or 5 years old.
他妈妈说， 我养这个孩子跟养只小狗一样。
And the mother says that I raised this child kind of like raising a puppy.
很难啊、哦、
And it's very hard.
但是我一定要爱他，因为他是我的孩子。
But I have to love him because this is my child.
有的人真的不可爱。
And because they're not unadorable.
但是爱你是为真理的缘故、啊、
And because I'm loving you because of truth.
爱你是为耶稣的缘故、啊、
I'm loving you because of Jesus.、
啊、所以真的有的人可以继续爱。
And so some people we could continuously love.
从心里出来的。
And this is truly from a heart.
可能跟大家说过这个，那个 hyperactive 那个。过动的小朋友呢，有一天来教会，中午在吃饭。
And the hyperactive child one day came to lunch.
那我们一个姐妹啊，也淡妆很高雅，穿的也很，也就是很高雅，那就开始。Spoon feeding, 然后开始喂这个小朋友吃饭。
And so there was a very elegantly dressed sister starting to feed this child.
我看到这个小朋友就噗一声的一口痰就把他吐到他脸上去了。
And then you see this little child spit at the sister's face.
哦，愣住了，怎么办呢
？And then so it was a silent pause.
真的很恶心。
And then this was disgusting.
如果是他妈妈，可能一巴掌过去了。
And then maybe if the mother would slap the child.
这个姐妹哦，把它擦掉，继续喂。
And then the sister wipes it away and continues to feed the child.
爱你是为真理的缘故。
And to loving you is because of truth.
爱。人不可以虚假。
And you cannot have any kind of false demeanors when loving other people. And Romans chapter 12 verse 9.
十二章第九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 9.
罗马书十二章第九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 9.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
And let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
我们这个爱哈，你只能够爱对的。
And to love, you can only love the right.
善要亲近。
And you have to cling to what is
good. 这个爱哦，不包括恶，你要去爱。这个恶，你一定要厌恶。
And so abhor what is evil.
现在大家哦，谈到爱哦，就是有时候乱用这个爱的字。
And so when people talks about love, then they often misuse the word.
所以乱用爱，这个越爱，社会就越乱。
And so they're misusing the word of love, so the society becomes very confused.
其实爱要有对做基础，要有公义做基础。
And love, you have to have righteousness as foundation.
四世纪的十七章在谈到有一个妈妈丢了1100 shekels, 很多钱啊，当时很多钱。
And the book of Judges, chapter 17, talks about a mother losing 1,000 shekels.
他就开始咒主人，哎呀，不晓得圣经没有讲咒主什么了。比如说，哎呀，谁偷了我这个钱？怎么样？生儿子怎么样？哦。
And so she started to curse this person that stole the money.
结果他儿子就说了。
And so the son said,
妈妈是我偷的啦。
And mother, I have actually stolen this money.
妈妈说，儿子啊，愿神祝福你哦。
And so the mother says that may God bless you.
我说这个是爱吗？
And is this love?
你儿子偷了那么多钱。
And then your son actually stole so much money.
你还祝福他。
And then you're still blessing him.
哥林多前书第五章在谈到，有一个人娶了他的继母。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that there was a man that married the stepmother.
保罗说连外邦人这个事都没有的啦。
And Paul says that this thing doesn't even happen among Gentile society.
但是你们还自高自大说，你看我们爱心真大，连这样的人我们都可以容纳。
But you're boasting your own behavior, saying that you can do this act and loving other people.
保罗说这样是不可以的，连外邦人都没有啊。
And this definitely is something that you cannot do because it doesn't even happen among Gentiles.
所以圣经讲爱是不不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
And so the Bible says that love is not loving the unrighteousness, but only loving the truth.
所以连不对的恶你都去爱，这个怎么是真的爱呢？
And so the evilness that's wrong and you're loving, and how can you love normally?
所以其实哦，有时候爱会带来很大的伤害。
And sometimes love will bring a lot of damage.
我们常常说爱像水一样哦。
And we often say love is like water.
如果它在一个罐围里面，在杯子里面呢，对人是很有帮助的，可以滋养人心的。
And if the water is contained in a normal cup, then this is very beneficial because it's nutritious.
你没有一个界限，你让它泛滥了。
And but if it doesn't have a boundary to cover it up, then it's crossing everywhere.
这个房子都淹掉了。
And then so the water will be flooding all the houses.
没有界限，越爱是越糟糕的。
And because with love without boundary, it becomes very damaging.
我们说爱像火一样。
And somebody might say that love is like fire.
在冬天，在火炉里面，火给我们温暖啊。
And in the winter time, fire will bring us warmth.
但是没有界限，这个火会把房子烧掉了。
But if without boundary to contain it, this fire would burn down the house.
啊，所以我们说爱一定要亲近善，一定要厌恶恶。
And so that love has to cling to what is good, abhor what is evil.
啊，所以我们呢，有时候爱孩子也要对的才爱，不要溺爱。
And so that loving our child is the same way. We only want to love what is good.
你看哦，他一直上网，上网玩 video game， 一直玩，玩到一天二十四小时，我们都不理他。
And then you will see if the child is constantly surfing the web for 24 hours and then playing video games, and then we would leave him alone.
这真的是爱吗？
And is this truly love?
我最近听到一个爸爸，他很聪明。
And recently I've heard a father, he's very smart.
每天到一定时间就把那个网络拔掉。
And every day to a certain time, he will unplug the internet router.
他跟孩子讲哦，你上网就是几点到几点，其他的时间他就把网络拔掉了。
And then he would tell his child that you can only surf the web during a certain period of time. Other times he will unplug the router.
我常常觉得父母亲哦，在高中之前给孩子 smartphone， 这是很不负责任的行为。
And often I would feel that before high school, that the parents would give the children smartphone. This is very irresponsible action.
因为你不晓得他在网上在看什么啊。
And because you don't know what they're surfing on the web.
啊，所以我们对的要爱。
And so we have to write what is good.
但是恶的要厌恶。
And but we have to abhor to what is evil.
你再来看另外一种爱哈。
And we will see another kind of love.
罗马书十二章的十五节、十六节。
And Romans chapter 12, verse 15 and 16.
十五节、十六节。
And 15 and 16.
与喜乐的人要同喜乐，与哀哭的人要同哀哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
And be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble.
人家有喜事哈，我们跟他们高兴。
And so if other people have something that's happy and rejoiceful, that we have to rejoice.
人家的小孩上好的大学，我们跟他们恭喜。
And other people's child attends a good college, we have to congratulate them.
我们人家有那个失掉工作，我们跟他一起悲哀。
And if another person loses their job, we have to be sad.
你要跟他们同心。
And we have to be one-hearted with them.
你不要说，哎呀，这个办喜事哦，吵吵闹闹的，办喜事又抽烟啊，这个实在是很没有品。
And sometimes do not say that you're having this joyful moment and then this so loud and noisy and then people smoking.
那你就不跟他们一起喜乐。
And you don't rejoice with them.
你志气高大。
And then you feel very proud.
你就觉得没有办法去扶救卑微的人。
And you would not be able to support the lowly.
其实真正的爱是一种同理心的爱。
And true love is a love that you would be in one-hearted with the other person.
耶稣看到那个玛利亚失去了弟弟啊。
And after Jesus saw that Mary had lost her brother,
玛利亚很伤心的到耶稣面前来哭。
And Mary was very saddened that came in front of Jesus.
很多人看到玛利亚哭也跟着一起哭。
And many people when they see her weeping, and then they are also weeping with her.
圣经上讲耶稣哭了。
And then the Bible says that Jesus cried.
当然一方面也是忧虑他们的不幸。
And of course, at the same time, he was feel saddened by the situation.
一方面也是因为他们哭了，他就跟着哭了。
And other aspect is because other people have cried and he also wept.
圣经上怎么形容我们天上的神呢？
And so how does the Bible describe the God that we have in heaven?
在出埃及记在这个出埃及这个时刻呢，圣经上形容是住在荆棘当中的上主。
And so the book of Exodus that it talks about the people living among the thrones.
所以神是住在荆棘当中的神啊。
And God is a God that lives among the thrones.
你看到神怎么样招呼摩西的？
And look at how God called upon Moses.
他是从一种浑而不悔的荆棘当中呢招呼摩西的。
And he was calling Moses from a bush thrones that with the fire not quenching.
为什么他没事要跑到荆棘里面去呢？
And why is it that God will go inside the bush of thrones?
因为以色列百姓他们是住在水深火热之中。
And because the Israelite people were living in a very harsh and difficult
environment. 神的意思就是说，你们受苦，难道我不跟着你们受苦吗？
And so Jesus, so God meant that you're suffering, so I have to suffer with you.
圣经上有一句话很打动我的心。
And so the Bible has a word really touched my heart.
他说耶稣凡事受试探与我们一样。
And so it says that Jesus go through the same temptation just like we do.
有时候我们犯罪，有时候觉得很不好意思，很不好意思来教会这样子。
And so sometimes when we committed sins, and we feel embarrassed to come to church.
啊，神这么圣洁，我这么糟糕，你看。
And then as I feel, we feel that the Lord is so holy, I'm so bad.
但是这样讲，耶稣受试探，凡事受在与我们一样。
And it says that Jesus go through temptation just like we
have. 但是他没有犯罪。
And but he has not committed sin.
但是他可以了解我的心。
And but he can understand my heart.
他知道我的挣扎。
He understands my struggles.
所以他说你可以坦然无惧的到施恩座前。
And so he says that you could fearlessly come in front of the throne.
所以可以跟他得跟他祈求可以得怜悯得随时的帮助。
And so you could ask him for help, and then you could ask him to assist you.
所以你会觉得神很了解我们他有同理心呐。
And so you will feel that God understands you because he's on the same page with you.
如果没有同理心我们越爱人家，人家越痛苦。
And if we don't have the similar mindset and heart with other people, the more love that we portray, the more suffering that other people.
你说耶伯不爱耶伯的朋友不爱耶伯吗？
Don't you think that the friends of Job loves Job?
耶伯一生病，他们一下就赶来跟耶伯坐在那里七天七夜都没有讲话，跟他一起来哭。
And once Job was sick, that they would come immediately to be with him.
但是后来讲话就糟糕了
哦。And then when they started to talk, then this becomes a problem.
一直说你犯罪了，你一定要悔改了。其实耶伯说我没有啊。
And then they would say that you have committed sins and you have to repent. And Job says, I didn't.
结果耶伯到就讲，你们都是没有用的医生啦。
And then Job at the end would say that you are useless doctors.
大概只会在我的伤口上面撒盐巴，其他都不太会做。
And you would only sprinkle salt on the wound and nothing else.
同理心的爱就是真的可以跟人家同甘共苦了。
And you wanted to portray the same mindset and heart to other person that you want to suffer with them as well.
不晓得你同不同意哈。
And I don't know if you agree with this.
这个弟兄啊，共苦容易同甘难。
And among brothers, it's more easy for them to enjoy together than to suffer together.
那个哦，共苦容易啦，同甘难啦哦。那个人家说哦，这个打虎捉贼要亲兄弟啊，打老虎捉贼要亲兄弟。
And people have said that when you're fighting against tiger, when you're catching a robber, it has to be your own brother.
所以一起患遇到患难，大家都很容易。
And so it's easy for everyone to encounter
problems. 但是如果弟兄那个大家都日子过得很好，要相爱有时候不容易。
And but if everybody lives a good life and it's not very easy for everybody to enjoy with one another.
大卫说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
And David have said that how wonderful it is for brothers to live peacefully and happily together.
我在想为什么他讲这句话。
So I was thinking why would he say such thing?
因为他的儿子根本都没有办法和睦同居的。
And because his sons cannot live peacefully with one another.
这个老四把老大干杀掉了，老三把老大杀掉了。
And the fourth brother killed the third brother, and the third brother killed the biggest brother.
反正弟兄就是大家没有办法好好的住在一起。
And so, but brother, they cannot live peacefully among
one another. 真的兄弟啊，要同甘不容易。
And indeed, that it is not easy for brothers to live peacefully together.
那我说员，我认为员工跟老板哦，同甘比较容易，共苦比较难。
And I feel that as employers and employees, it's more easy for them to enjoy the benefits together, but not to suffer together.
如果你在 Google 上班，一定很舒服。
And if you're working in Google, you're going to be very comfortable because they have such wonderful benefits.
现在如果你在 Dell 上班，不晓得怎么样，我就不知道了。
And so if you're working in Dell, I'm not sure what the situation is now.
现在 PC 市场可能不是那么好。
And the PC market is not so good now.
如果公司不好，你可能跟你上班，我换家公司比较容易了。
And maybe if the economy is not so, if your company is not doing so well, it's better for you to change companies.
所以，同理心的爱真的也是不简单呐。
And so you have to have the same love and mindset with another person.
但是我们如果真的要爱人哈。
And if we want to truly love others,
我们要穿着人家要的鞋走人家的路。
And we have to try to wear the shoes of other person.
这样才能够世切地把耶稣的爱展现出来。
And we could truly portray the love of Christ.
再来，我们再看怎么样爱众人的心呢
？And how to love people with the same heart.
罗马书十二章的二十一节。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 21.
十二章二十一节。
And Romans chapter 12, verse 21.
你们不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
And do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
哦，就这个很难的哈。
And I think this is very hard.
以善胜恶。
Overcome evil with good.
人家打你一下，你还要亲人家一下，这个太难了吧。
And if other people punch you, you have to try to kiss them. This is so hard.
哦，觉得圣经上的标准怎么那么高哦。
And I would feel that why is the standards of the Bible so high?
但是至少我们要做到十七节啊。
And but at least we should try to do what in 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
不要以恶报恶。
And repay no one's evil for evil.
至少我们要做到不要以恶报恶。
At least we have to try not to repay no one evil for evil.
这个旧约圣经谈到我们要以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
And the Old Testament it says that we have to repay what is done to us.
那其实啊，那个是为了要止住那个暴力的意思。
And this is to cease any kind of violent act.
小弟到 AUE 啊，到一个阿联酋国家去啊，那里真的是，如果你偷了人家的东西哈，那个手要被砍掉的。
And when I went to United Emirates, indeed, if you stole something from other people, your hands would be chopped off.
所以你晚上十二点钟在街上走了，你手机乱丢了，你都觉得没有关系啊，没有什么危险。
And so when you're walking on the streets, and even if you throw your cell phones around, it's okay because it's not a lot of danger.
到南非去啊，南非没有死刑啊。那个小偷抓了之后，一下就放出来了。
And when you go to South Africa, because there are no death penalties, and when they catch any thieves, it will be immediately released.
所以我看南非晚上没有人在走路了。
And so I see in South Africa, nobody is really walking around on the streets.
所以有时候以眼还眼有它那个治理的一个效果。
An eye for an eye, and then sometimes this is talking about ruling a society.
但是人跟人之间呢，如果你用这样做，就是冤冤仇仇。这个到底什么时候才修呢？
And but among men, when you repay back evil with evil, and this is going to be a continuously happening.
你杀我，我没办法杀你，我叫我儿子杀你。我儿子杀了你之后，你再叫你孙子杀我儿子，这样子，这样以后怎么办呢？
And so, if you kill me, and then I cannot kill you, so my son would be killing you, and then after my son be killing you, then your grandson will be killing my son.
所以耶稣啊，把那个真正真理的东西啊，他把它带到核心，就是你们我们现在开始哦，在新约时代我们。不要以恶报恶啊。
And so truly, the truth comes from the nuclear is saying that repay no one evil for evil.
其实如果你没有能力打回去哦，这个根本不用谈说你不以恶报恶，因为你没有能力报嘛，对不对？
And if you don't have the strength or power to attack back, then obviously you're not going to repay no evil for evil.
但是当你有能力的时候。
But when you have the ability,
你还选择不打回去啊？
And then you choose not to attack back.
正是主耶稣所说的那种我们待众人的精神啊。
And so this is what Jesus have said, that this is the attitude that we should have them treating other people.
真的不简单耶，不简单。
And indeed, this is not simple to do.
我最近看了一个纪录片啊。
And recently, I saw a documentary.
他说在美国早期啊，那个棒球队，美国人的棒球队没有黑人在打，都是白人啊。 And, 其实美国早期的那种叫做种族分离啊，大概都是这样子的。
And during earlier on when American was segregated on the baseball teams, there are no other black people.
那有一个基督徒的老板，球队老板，他觉得这样不对，应该让黑人打，所以他就引进第一个黑人来打棒球。
And there was a Christian baseball team owner, he felt that this was not right, so he started to have black people on his team.
但是他把他招来的时候就跟他讲哦。
And so when he called out this one black person over and said to them.
你来打一定会遭受很多的阻力啊。
And you know that if you play on my team, then you're going to have a lot of the rebellious actions.
很多人一定会很恶，用恶来对待你哦。
And many people will treat you with evil.
他说你唯一报复的机会就在球场上啊。
And the only time that you could retaliate is on the field.
你尽量打全垒打就对了啦。
And then, so you have to try to hit home runs.
那其他你绝对不可以打回去啊。
And then of course you cannot attack back in other regards.
打回去你就把黑人在打球的那个路都把它挡住了，以后再怎么进黑人都不可能了。
And if you retaliate, that you will have cut off all ways for other.Black men to be playing on the team.
这个人他其实运动细胞很好，要打架没问题的啦。
And so this person was very athletic, so it's okay for him to fight.
但是哦，你看他一到球队里面来哦，这个教练就排斥他，队员就联名签名说我们不要这个人。
And once he came to on the team, the managers decided that he does not like him, and then. all the people on the team signed off. They don't want him there.
甚至跟别人家打，人家也不是投球给他打，人家专门 K 他的头啊。
And when he was batting, the pitchers would try to purposely throw to his head.
他能够打回去，但是他不打回去。
And he could fight back, but he chooses not to.
这是耶稣今天教导我们的。
And this is what Jesus is trying to teach us.
你有能力，但是你要用这样子来让人家知道，其实。我们的每个人的心，我们的心是属神的，
and,
我们有个高超的情操的。
And you have the ability to fight back, but we understand that our heart belongs to God, and this is at a higher ground.
那再来我们看啊，我们再继续往下读十七节。
And let's read verse 17.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。请读。
And repay no evil, no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in sight of all men.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
And if it is possible, as much depending on you, live peacefully with all men.
我们活在这个世界上，要尽量跟人家和睦啊。
And when we living in this world, we have to make peace with all other men.
但是有时候真的很难呢。
And but sometimes this is very hard.
比如说，众人都说同性恋是对的。
And because all the people would say that.
比如说了哈。
For example, they would say that homosexuality is okay.
那你为了要与众人和睦，你就说同性恋是对的吗？
And in order for you to have peace with other people, then would you agree to the notion that homosexuality is correct?
众人以为美的事，我们要留心去做。如果他们真的是合乎圣经的，我们要去做。
And of course that.All things that people think that it's good, we will try to do as long as it's in accordance with the Bible.
所以不是众人的意见。
And this is not the opinions of all the people.
不是个人的意见。
This is not the personal opinion.
是圣经的意见。圣经觉得这个是美的吗？
This is the opinion of the Bible because the Bible thinks that this is good.
如果是好的，我们就要留心去做。
And if this is good action, then we have to try to think of and pay attention to it.
我们再换一个角度想哦。
And let's look at it from another perspective.
今天有人欺负你。以恶报复你，以恶待你。
If somebody treat you and attack you with evil,
你要想。
And you would think.
这是你自己的感觉呢？
And is this your own feeling?
还是众人的标准呢？
Or this is the standard of the people?
还是圣经上说他这样做的确是得罪我啊？
And or is it the perspective of the Bible that he does such thing because he's harming me?
因为有时候我们觉得别人家对我们不好，其实常常真的是圣经上这样讲是不好的吗？
And because often that when other people mistreat us, indeed is this what Bible saying that this is how this person is mistreating us?
更不要说不要以恶报恶，其实人家也不一定啊，在圣经上里面是真的恶了来对待。
And indeed, repay no one with evil because according to the Bible, this person might not necessarily mistreating you.
所以我们要尽量要和睦。
And so we have to try our best to make peace with others. And let's read verse 19.
19节。
Verse 19.
亲爱的弟兄啊，不要为自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
And beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay.
人家打我们不打回去已经够高够好了吧。
And if other people attack you, then you're not attacking back. This is considered very honorable.
那至少让我讲一讲吧。
And, but at least you should let me talk about it.
我跟大家讲一下，让我申辩一下嘛。哎呀，你看哦，大家主持一下公道，这个人真坏，你看他这样欺负我。
And of course, let me vent a little bit because that this is unjust action that this person is attacking me.
讲讲比较舒服嘛，对，我已经没有打回去了，已经很不错了。你让我讲一讲比较舒服嘛。
And of course, just let me vent out a little bit because this way I'll feel a little easier.
你竟然说不可以为自己伸冤呢？
But it says that you cannot avenge for yourselves.
他说主耶稣报复比你报复更厉害，你不要讲话了。
Because the vengeance of Jesus is more severe than you. Do not speak anything.
尤其是我们做工的嘛，如果有人。我们受委屈哦，在讲台上讲一讲比较舒服，真的。
And especially as me personally, sometimes when we encounter difficult situations, I'd rather talk about it on a pulpit.
那如果讲一讲，就是受苦的是谁？受苦的是信徒，因为你讲的不是神的话，是讲自己的感受。
And because when you vent out your frustrations, the members will suffer because you're talking about your own feelings, not the feelings of God.
因为你在讲我们用一个公共场所在为自己伸冤呢、啊、
？And because you're using a public place and then and making justification for yourself.
你看我圣经上怎么讲的
？And let's read what the Bible says.
十四节
，verse 14.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可以咒诅。哎
，And bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse.
所以讲都要讲祝福的，不可以讲咒诅的，不可以伸冤的、
啊。Anything you speak have to be blessing and do not curse.
有时候我觉得哦，现在一个更大的讲台就是网络。
And some sometimes I feel even a bigger stage will be the internet.
我在这边讲道理，大概一两百个在听吧。
And so I'm preaching sermon here is about 100 to 200 people attending.
我如果在网络上哦公布一个东西，我看一两千人在看呢。
And then I publish something online. I feel that 1 to 2,000 people is reading it.
现在有一个网站就是哦，如果你对我不起，我就把我们以前在一起公开，比如说男女朋友哦。如果这个我的女朋友离开我，我就把我们以前在一起的照片，通通在一起的那个 video， 通通公布到网络上面去。
And there's a website that if you're being misabused by your partner or your boyfriend or girlfriend, that you could publish your pictures or any videos on it.
哦，那个是很糟糕的。
And I think this is very awful.
那个有的人男女朋友在一起，不晓得做了多少丢脸的事情，然后呢，你离开了就把那个丢脸的事情到网络上给大家。
And usually, relationship upon men and women, sometimes they would do a lot of shameful things. And once you break up, you will publish those things on the web.
这个实在是很没有良心的。
And I feel this is lacking any conscience.
圣经上不让我们这样做。
And the Bible does not let us do such things.
不要在网络上哦骂人，不用在网络上哦啊那个找同情找势力啊。
And do not curse other people on the web, or you try to seek a consolation.
你看哦，那个摩西啊，被他姐姐骂。
And just look at Moses, he was cursed by his sister.
圣经讲摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上一切众人。
And the Bible describes Moses as the most humblest person in this world, more than any other people.
他只是因为婚姻的关系，姐姐就重伤他。
And because of his marriage, and his sister attacked and rebuked
him. 你知道吗？人间最痛的不是外人的攻击，是自己人的攻击。
And what's more difficult, any more than anything in mankind,is the attack of your own siblings.
请问摩西有没有讲话？
And did Moses say anything?
摩西没有讲话。
And of course Moses did not.
主耶稣就为他伸冤了。
And,
神为他伸冤
了。 Jesus seek vengeance on his behalf.
这是不容易耶。
And so this is not simple to do.
这是灵修的目标。
And this is our spiritual cultivation goal.
他说我们从不以恶报恶到不要为自己伸冤。
And so repay no one evil for evil and do not avenge by yourselves.
慢慢的我们就可以以善胜恶。
And slowly, we will overcome evil with good.
我们看十二章的二十六节到二十节到二十一节。
And let's read chapter 12, verse 20 to 21.
所以你们的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就把炭火堆在他头上。
And therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will help.Keep coals of fire on his head. Verse 21.
你不可为恶所胜，还要以善胜恶。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
圣经上讲，我们要完全跟天父完全一样。
And so the Bible says that we have to be similar to our Heavenly Father.
犹大卖耶稣。
And Judas betrayed Jesus.
在最后一刻，耶稣还称他为朋友。
And at the last moment, Jesus still called him a friend.
这是我们可以学习的。
And so this is something that we can learn from.
有时候真的很难呢，哈。
And sometimes this is very hard.
我们觉得对众人标准都这么高。
And I feel that this standard is so high to every
all the men. 我怎么做得到呢？
And how is it possible that I could do such things?
有一个姐妹刚信主啊。
And there was a sister who just began to believe.
他读马太福音啊。
And she was reading the book of Matthew.
马太福音里面讲说，要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告。
And the Gospel of Matthew says that you have to love your enemy, you have to pray for him.
啊，那个姐妹啊，一读到这句话，她哭了。
And so once the sister read upon this, and she started to cry.
她跟主耶稣讲，我做不到。
And she tells Jesus that I cannot do such things.
我真的很恨一个人啊。
And indeed, I truly hate this one person.
那个人就是她妈妈的一个啊，把她妈妈抢走的一个男人嘛。
And this person is somebody that stole her mother away.
哎呀，他们爸爸妈妈婚姻本来很好。然后呢，他本来有一个很好的家庭。
And they had the mother and father had a wonderful marriage, and they had a good family.
这个男人就破坏他们父母亲的婚姻。
And so this man came in and broken up the marriage between her parents.
让他有一个很阴暗的童年。
And so she had a very dark childhood.
然后抢走的时候又对他妈妈不好。
And after he has taken the mother away and mistreated her.
所以他说我做不到。
And she says, I cannot do it.
主耶稣啊，我怎么继续做基督徒呢？
And Lord Jesus, how can I continue to become Christians?
她跪下来祷告。
And she knelt down and prayed.
她祷告的时候圣灵充满。
And so doing prayer, she was filled with the Spirit.
主耶稣的爱大大充满她的心。
And the love of Christ, greatly filled her heart.
真的很奇妙呢。
And it being, miraculously.
她突然一直想到这个，其实这个男人也是很可怜。
And she started to think that this man was actually very pitiful.
开始主耶稣让她生出爱心来。
And she started to have love for this person.
你知道吗？她自从那一次祷告之后，她自己被释放了。
And did you know that after that prayer, she was freed?
一辈子恨这个男人。
And she was harboring hatred towards this man for her entire life.
耶稣说要以善胜恶。
And Jesus says that you have to overcome evil with goodness.
她靠圣灵帮助做到了。
And so she was able to achieve it through the help of Holy Spirit.
她自己被释放了。
And she was personally freed.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
And may Lord Jesus Christ help us all.
我们今天谈到我们要追求爱。
And we have talked about that we have to pursue love.
哪里有爱，哪里就有喜乐。
And wherever there's love, then there's joyness.
哪里有爱，哪里就是天堂。
And wherever there's love, then that will be heaven.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
And may Lord Jesus Christ help us all.
我们来唱诗。
And let's sing hymn.